This episode is sponsored by Libra Technologies. Boost staff morale with your school or district with Libra. Imagine a place where every staff member feels seen, heard, and connected. Leveraging Libra AI helps leaders create that reality, facilitating moments that bring your educational community closer, celebrating every victory together. Let's turn your school into a connected community. For more information and a free demo, contact me at jeff@shiftingschools.com today.
Welcome back to the Shifting Schools podcast. My name is Tricia Friedman. This week I'm hosting all by myself. Jeff is away in Singapore working with a school doing a week-long deep dive. If you want to learn more about how Shifting Schools can support your school in a deep dive format to help multiple partners in your community understand AI literacy, you can reach out to us anytime at info@shiftingschools.com. And I want to remind you that tomorrow, April 9th, Jeff and I are hosting a 75-minute webinar entitled AI-Fueled Feedback. As a listener of this show, we want to say thank you and offer you $25 off registration. You can join us for just $55 by entering special promo code SSPOD25 at checkout. You can learn more about AI-Fueled Feedback, our webinar that's on tomorrow. And again, when you register, if you can't make it live, you will receive the full video with all of the resources. You can learn all about that by heading over to the show notes. Before we dig into this week's episode, we've got a quick word from another of our amazing show sponsors.
We're excited to have GameStormers as a sponsor of the podcast. GameStormers is a creative storytelling card game for the classroom. In GameStormers, students aim to design the best five-card narrative using cards from themes such as fantasy, sci-fi, and civilizations, complete with gorgeous art. Each student pitches their five-card story to the other players, hoping to be voted best overall narrative. All games come with free, standards-aligned lessons on topics such as persuasive speaking, narrative writing, playful assessment, and more. Get your copy and access the free lessons at GameStormEDU.com today.
Part of the reason we are so fortunate to have sponsors like GameStormEDU is that they make it possible for Jeff and I to provide a free library of resources. And every once in a while, listeners like yourself or avid readers of our free newsletter reach out and ask us if we can create an updated version of one of our free guides. So we had a request come in about a month ago to update our ChatGPT and Earth Day guide. They were wondering if we could provide a few more resources, and so Jeff and I were very happy to say yes. In the show notes of this episode, you'll be able to find a link to get your free guide entitled Earth Day and Generative AI in anticipation of the upcoming Earth Day event. So this episode is going to tell you a little bit about what you can find inside that free guide and how you can link together your school's aims of celebrating Earth Day, learning about sustainability, and building on your AI literacy. But I also just want to say, if there's one of our free guides and you'd like for us to build onto it, please, again, reach out to us anytime, info@shiftingschools.com. Now, on with our episode. I want to kick off my introduction to our updated free guide with a quote from some research from 2023. This comes from three professors out of the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Again, I'll link to it over there in the show notes if you want to check it out. The title of the article is Prompt literacy, a pivotal educational skill in the age of AI. So those of you who are thinking about why we want to teach prompt craft, or essentially why we want to help students and our peers understand how to best engage with generative AI tools, I think this quote from that paper will resonate. The three authors write, quote, "Prompt literacy propelled by generative AI is rapidly establishing itself as a key skill of the 21st century. It holds significant promise for transforming education, particularly within the STEM and non-STEM fields, facilitating personalized learning, easing content creation, and fostering critical thinking. As we navigate this new educational landscape, the importance of prompt literacy cannot be overstated, and the onus is on educators and researchers to prepare learners to thrive in an increasingly digital world." End quote. So my take on this is that as we are teaching prompt literacy, or the art and craft of writing a prompt, essentially what we are teaching is writing. And that's where I think it's really useful to be tinkering with different prompt templates in a wide variety of contexts. And that's where I think our new or our updated free guide will come in useful, where you can invite students to tinker with it and to try it out in the context of Earth Day. Now, if you have attended any of my workshops, you probably are familiar with me talking about doing this as a modeling activity, where I might not have every single student in front of a computer, but I might be actually having them work on paper in analog format, where I would give groups of students, perhaps teams of two or teams of three, a basic template, and I would ask them to improve on this. Then I would model the use of entering a few of the different prompts into a tool like ChatGPT or Perplexity or Latimer AI, and we'd have a conversation around the output. I'm hearing this myth again that when we're talking about using generative AI, we're talking about just students only in front of their screens. And I actually think it's the collaborative conversation that we want around how we generate really effective prompts, how we build on them, and then how we decode the message they have. For older students who are old enough to have an account, I am still a big believer in inviting you to take on a 3-to-1 approach, meaning you've got three students around a laptop working on their prompt. And I say that because I think that we learn something when we work on our prompts in small teams. We learn from one another how different people interact with their chatbot. Again, is I think a more meaningful way to strike that activity up. So the free guide is actually going to set students and your class up to ask the AI bot of your choice to create rough draft ethical dilemmas that link to climate action. The template, or the first template, asks for you or your class to provide the detail of the context to, again, make the ethical dilemma really local and really hyper-relevant to your class, and also to make specific links to your curriculum or key concepts you're talking about right now that are grade level appropriate. So this is where, as a class, you're talking about all of the contextual pieces of information that you want to feed into the template. You can also pick different curricular goals, models, or frameworks that are relevant to your school. Now, the guide also has guidance on how you would follow up and ask more questions that dig into the dilemma and also discuss the value of the initial output. This is where we are practicing information literacy and being critical consumers of the so-called information that the chat bot provides. So again, this is where we are not just accepting what generative AI provides us and then walking away from the table, but rather we're using it as a catalyst for deeper dialogue. There is also a prompt template where students will ask the chatbot, again of your choice, to provide a list of 5 questions for students to discuss as they consider what to do about that dilemma. And I also ask, give me a corresponding list of podcast episodes that would help us research the question. And that part of the prompt template is really critical because it is not uncommon for a generative AI tool like ChatGPT to make resources up. And it does so in such a convincing way where it will often have a URL, it will look very realistic. And this is where we have a great built-in lesson to teach our students about some of the dangers of researching with generative AI, because we have to do that fact-checking work. So I'm going to say a little bit more about that just after another quick word from our show sponsor.
Let's talk about GameStorm EDU. Their educational card game, GameStormers, allows students to become game designers, writers, persuasive speakers, and most importantly, storytellers. During the game, each player assumes the role of an up-and-coming creator trying to make the next big game narrative. As students select cards they will use to create their ideal five-card story, they use critical thinking and creativity to determine how to weave each card into the overall tale they will share at the end of the game. The best part? Each student flexes their persuasive speaking muscles in pitching their idea to the judge for the round and the other players, hoping to win them over with their narrative. GameStormers works well for learners as young as 6 years old who use the game's beautiful art to tell their tale. While the mechanics are unique enough to appeal to high schoolers aiming to use the ideas generated to develop their own game designs. For educators, GameStormerEDU.com provides all of the standard aligned lessons necessary to launch into creative activities following gameplay. Lessons include topics such as the math of game design, learning vocabulary through gameplay learning, engaging in narrative writing, and more. Score your copy of GameStormers and access these free lessons at GameStormEDU.com today.
To learn more about our show sponsors, head over to the show notes. Now, the reason that it's intentionally added to this free guide to have students ask a generative AI tool for resources is, as I mentioned, you want to do some fact-checking. Does that resource actually exist, or has it been fabricated entirely? This is a great conversation to have because more and more frequently I'm hearing students, and I'm also hearing fellow educators, say they are going to tools like ChatGPT to ask it for reading lists, to ask it for article lists. And as I mentioned, there's a few things that are, I think, needing to be pointed out. One is, of course, the bias. If you are asking for a reading list, it's really important to be looking at, well, where do we see balance or diversity in the authors who are recommended? And again, multiple times I've seen ChatGPT just make up a resource. So I think it's important for students to consider what is actually a more efficient use of your time as a researcher, to use ChatGPT to recommend resources, or to do your research in a different way with a different tool. And again, the purpose of still needing our libraries, still needing our incredible librarians, I think that's a conversation we want to have with our students. Now, there is another prompt template where you're going to ask for a tool like ChatGPT to generate a debate script between two students, again, specifying the age, where they are walking through how they would handle the dilemma. Now, I love using this because it's great to, again, have students look at that script. Do these students sound like students in your grade level? Does their way of entering into debate as generative conflict, does that debate sound similar to how you would debate or not? And which are the points in the debate that you would have made or that you hadn't considered? So again, there's a few more prompt templates in the free guide for you to check out, but what you'll notice is each of them is asking for the generative AI tool to create a different type of text. One of those text types is also to draft a social media campaign. You can have students pick the platform of their choice, but the difference in the text types is intentional because I think it's also great to have your students discuss, of the varied text types, where is generative AI really useful and where is it perhaps less useful? Now, the updated guide also has a specific set of curated resources that looks specifically at how researchers and scientists today are leveraging AI to support planet Earth. And what you will notice in the curated list of resources is that we dig into questions that explore a balanced take on this, that acknowledges that all technology, generative AI included, also does take energy and resources. So we provide you and your students with a list that is going to explore both how AI can help and how it can hurt the environment. So we're hoping that these resources, and again, we've tried to put together a list that is varied and has resources for primary, middle, and high school. We're hoping that this helps us think about the future we want to build with AI. It's so important that our students are aware of how there are scientists and researchers that are using it for good, and that we're seeing a range of applications for AI. So if you dig into this free guide, if you try out any of the prompt templates, or you have a conversation about any of the curated resources, Jeff and I would absolutely love to hear how you are blending together sustainability and generative AI this April. You can reach out to us at info@shiftingschools.com. And if you missed last week's episode, our guest was a student podcaster who's using his podcast platform to advocate for climate awareness. I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to that former episode. As always, folks, we appreciate your listenership, your tuning in, and we look forward to hopefully seeing you again next Monday. This free guide is part of our free guide library, and a reminder that over the summer is typically a time that we start mapping out the free guides we want to create for the coming academic year. Do you have a request for us? Please let us know. The earlier, the better. Again, the email address is over there in the show notes. Have a great week.